set aside time. No. All right, Red Cross on KROQ FM in Pasadena. And just before that, we heard Agent Orange. That's called Bloodstain. Agent Orange will be playing with Middle Class and the Klan and the Bee People at the Hong Kong Cafe on Saturday on the 10th. You might want to check that out. Agent Orange, Middle Class, and the Klan and Bee People. And then before that, we heard Social Circle. That was by UXA. And we heard Satisfy Die, that was by the Plugs, and you heard what happened at the Plugs. And people have been calling, want to know what hospital Charlie's in. If anybody wants to call back, please let me know where he's at, because a lot of people have been calling, asking which hospital. Okay, we're going to get back to some more music. Here's the new Public Image record.
We'll be right back. times it doesn't even matter till you go away.
Sleepers here on the Rocks. The saxophone player used to be in Geza X, and Geza X will be here shortly. And just before that, we heard The Germs doing Richie Dagger. That's off the album. Then we heard Gang of Four, Essence Rare, and then Pink Military, Blood and Lipstick. Then we heard the new Public Image single. It's, you know, Johnny Rotten or Johnny Layden, any way you want to call it. And that's Memories. And it's not the Elvis Memories. It's a different Memories. Okay, we have Joey Ramone on the phone. Hello, Joey.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, what's happening?
Where you're in the box?
You're in the box, right.
Okay.
Where are you at?
At Irvine College, or...
KUCI.
The one from Minnesota, right in there.
Oh, well, who's all down there?
Well, the rest of the guys are warming up, you know, because we're going on about half an hour, you know?
Wow, so is there still time for people to get down there?
Yeah. It's, you know, race on down.
Wow.
Yeah, 2020 is on or something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bunch of guys.
Wow. So tell me, what's been happening in the new album, the new Ramones album that Phil Spector produced? What's happening? When's that coming out?
It's coming out on Groundhog Day, right?
Is it?
Yeah. You know? Uh-huh. It's coming out in February.
In February.
And, it's great, you know?
I know. We all sort of worked on that.
Yeah, we did with Phil Spector, and Phil's the greatest guy in the world, and, we did a cover version of Baby, I Love You, and we did Chinese Rocks, and you know, it's just like an amazing album, you know.
Wow, I can't wait till that comes out. Hopefully, I'm going to do my Phil Spector salute on Christmas.
Oh, great.
Hopefully, I'll have the test pressing by then. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe we could play it on Christmas. That'd be great.
We'll play first on your show, you know.
Right, yeah. So are you satisfied with the album?
Oh, yeah, we love it, you know. It's definitely the best album yet, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the album? Is there a name yet?
Well, there's a couple of tentative names, but nothing definite, you know, like either All the Way or End of the Century, but nothing definite, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we still got a week to think of a name, you know.
Well, have you shot the album cover yet?
Yeah, it's a color shot, and it's the four of us, like, up to about the shoulders. And we just wearing T-shirts and all the jackets.
Wow, wearing different T-shirts and things? Yeah. Like the guys,
yeah.
Like rock shirts and stuff?
Huh?
Like rock shirts and things like that?
Nah, you know, color shirts, right?
Wow.
Just colored T-shirts, all different colored T-shirts.
Yeah, the new Damn single, it's called Smash It Up, and they're wearing one of them is wearing a Ramones T-shirt in the picture on the cover.
Oh, great. Yeah, Damn's great, you know.
It's really
good.
Good
friends of ours.
Yeah. So tell me, how's Rock and Roll High School? I guess just about everybody's seen it now, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's going through its like second wind, kind of like.
Great.
Like Roger Corman's real excited about it, and it's like it's doing great now, you know. And it's playing a lot with the Kids Are All Right. It's going out as a double feature, practically all over the country. You know, with the Kids Are All Right, and it's playing with Alien, and it's playing with Superman, you know. And it's been really good now. And TBS did a thing, you know, like the Channel 13 network.
Yeah.
They did a special on cult films, right? it. Mm-hmm. And they said it's going to be the next Rocky Horror Show, you know, so that's great.
Great, that's what I've been saying for a long time.
Yeah.
I talked to a girl today named Stephanie, and she said she saw it 13 times.
Oh, well.
That's good, they say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, yeah.
Right, and you've been working with other records and other groups and stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I'm working with my brother's group. They call the Rattlers.
The Rattlers, is that your brother?
Huh?
Is that your brother? Is he the lead singer in the group? Or?
Yeah, there's three of them, and he's the lead singer and lead guitar player, right? And they're great, you know? I think they're the best thing in New York, mm-hmm. you know? And there's another group called Shrapnel that Lex McNeil's managing.
Right.
And I did work with the Rattlers. They had a thing called On the Beach, right? And Shrapnel have a single called Combat Love.
Mm-hmm. Combat Love. In fact, you guys are actually in the background at one point, aren't you, on the Shrapnel record?
Yeah.
If you listen,
we're not back up harmonies.
You can listen carefully.
And on the other side, too, I do, like, a thing with, in the intro there, you know. And, mm-hmm. like, and Legs and Latour, a lighting t-shirt guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, this other record label called Flute Records. And, they find, well, Shrapnel and this girl called Joe Marshall. She's, like, great.
Mm-hmm.
And this other guy is a country singer.
Hmm.
I forgot his name.
Probably
wasn't important anyway.
And plus, you guys worked on my record, too, didn't you?
Yeah, we did your record, you know, waiting for that to come out.
Really? I've been waiting a long time myself, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out on Bomp any day now.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me, when
I'm
you got...
I'm doing an album, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a whole album.
That's great.
With the Kessel Brothers and stuff.
Yeah.
So when are you guys be playing, you know, more into Hollywood, closer into the area?
Well, this tour is pretty much like colleges, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we did 2 days in UCLA and L.A. I guess we did the Cougars Nest the other day. And...
You play with the crowd, right? The Cougars?
Huh?
Did you play with the crowd?
We're playing one more tomorrow. I think it's the last day we're playing in the area.
Really? Where's that at?
What's the last day we're playing tomorrow? We're playing Claremont College on Monday night.
Wow, where's that?
Tomorrow's Monday.
Monday, Claremont.
At Garden Grove and the Rendezvous, right?
Wow.
What that is?
Yeah.
Oh, so come.
Yeah, really? You guys got to come down to the Starwood. I'm doing like the L.A.'s version of the Mud Club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Joan Jett's going to come down, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday.
She
try to come
okay?
Down. She's out of the hospital. She's doing real good. Yeah.
Yeah, we like her.
And so you guys should try to make it down if you can.
Yeah. You know, it's just like we've been really busy, but I'd like to get down and see her, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody dances to I Want to Be Sedated. I mean, that's like the number one dance tune at the Starwood.
Okay.
That one in Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to go into some music, which you worked on your brother's group, the Rattlers, and would you like to introduce it?
Yeah. This one's called On the Beach, and it's by the Rattlers. They'll probably make it to L.A. someday. And, you know, look for it at your favorite record store. Okay?
By the sea, that's where she said she'd wait by me. Something Jake. We're the photographers. Hey, look, you got any blow?
Yes, that's Babysitter here on Rodney on the Rock, and I'll be here to 12 midnight, and that's for all you babysitters out there, you cute little luscious things. It's for you. That's by the Ramones. That's an unreleased Ramones cut. It's a B-side of Do You Want to Dance, actually. Then we heard Hey by Shrapnel. That's the group that the Ramones worked with. You can hear them in the background at the beginning of that. I think it's the old Glitter Band song. And then we heard Living Alone, the Rattlers. Joey Ramone's brothers are in that. And we heard Come Back Love, the Shrapnel again. And then Rockaway Beach, the Ramones, On the Way to the Beach. And then On the Beach, the Rattlers. And that's on Rat Records, R-A-T-S Records. And maybe you could order that. I don't know. The Ramones producers and all that worked with that, and they helped produce it and played on it, I think. Okay, we got a spot to do for the Whiskey A Go-Go. The Whiskey is the place to be for all your musical needs. And starting November the 6th, that's on Tuesday, it's the Alley Cats, the Bags, and the Human Hands. And then on November 7th, it'll be the Robert Snodgrass Band and the Cretones. And coming up November the 8th, it's the King Bees. That's on Thursday, the King Bees and Fast Fortune. And then on November 9th, it'll be the Yachts and the Orchids. And on the 10th, it's the Yachts again, plus Bugs Tomorrow. And then on 11th, it's San Francisco's hottest punk rock night. It'll be a whole thing for San Francisco on the 11th. It's the Dead Kennedys. The Dead Kennedys will be there November the 11th, plus 391. And then that's on the 13th, it's Beach Boulevard night with the Crowd, and Rick L. Rick makes his appearance on stage there at the Whiskey. And that's November 13th with the China's Caminas. And then on the 14th, the Whiskey presents A La Carte and Just Us. And on the 15th, it'll be the Whiz Kids and the Makers. And then on the 16th and 17th, it's Legs Diamond at the Whiskey. And for one night only, the 18th, it's Reckless Eric. And then on the 20th, it's 707, plus the In-Betweens. On the 21st, it's John Kay and Shandy, and plus Fast Fortune. Coming November 23rd, it's going to be Ian Gom, plus The Beat. And then on the 27th, get ready, write this down, 27th, it's The Weirdos. And then on the 28th, it'll be The Movies, formerly Eulogy, and The Town Heroes. And coming up November 29th, it's The Alley Cats again, plus The Plimsolls. And coming up December the 5th, it's Pegasus. And on the 7th and 8th, write this one down, December 7th and 8th, it's Sham 69. And here's another one to write down. On December 12th, on the 12th, it's Levi and the Rockets. That's December the 12th, Levi and the Rockets at the Whiskey. And then on December 13th and 14th, it's Cold Blue. That's right, Cold Blue at the Whiskey, the 13th and 14th. Whiskey on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. All ages are welcome. Just come on down. There's food, weirdness, and you know, I'm down there sometimes in the booth in the back. You never know. You just have to check and see. Okay, we're going to get back to some more music. Geza X should be here shortly, and we're going to start off with something by the Undertones, and I think the Standells recorded this originally. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about girls.
Girls that beg for more.
Rodney on the Rock. When we started that set off, we heard The Undertones, Let's Talk About Girls. It might have been a Chocolate Watch Band song. And then after that, we heard Suburban Lawn. And we heard The Members doing Killing Time. And then heard a lot of good stuff in that one. I hope you liked it. And then we're getting ready now for Gaza X. Should be here a little bit shortly. And we have a group that's coming up. It's going to be playing at the Hong Kong really soon. In fact, they're going to be there this Friday. They're going to be with Catholic Discipline and Chinas Caminas. And they'll be out to Hong Kong on Friday on the 9th and down in Chinatown. It's none other than the Human Hands who have been playing around. And they're back together. And here it is, Daminas.
I can't stand you thinking of me as if I'm standing on you. This is Debbie Harry from Blondie, and you're here listening to Rodney on the Rocks on KROQ FM in Pasadena.
All right, Debbie. Okay, we just heard the Buzzcocks doing Say You Don't Love Me. And then before that, we heard, what did I do on my list? Oh, I'm blowing it here. Well, we heard a bunch of stuff, actually. We heard the Human Hands on Dilemmas. We started that set off. And don't forget, they'll be at the Hong Kong Cafe and they'll be there Friday, actually, with a Catholic Discipline and Chinas Caminas. And then we're here now with Geza X.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Geza?
Pretty good.
All right. You're one of the producers who've produced, like, a lot of the bands, right?
Yeah, I've done several local singles.
Who are the local bands that you've worked with?
Germs, I did their first single. I did...
What, Lexicon Devil and all that?
Yeah, like 45? No God and Circle One. And I did The Bags. I did three cuts by them that are released.
Mm-hmm.
And The Deadbeats, I did that EP when I was in The Deadbeats.
Wow.
And...
That's right, you were one of
Silver Chalice, I did that recently. And I done my own single.
Right. Yeah, that's right. We have played it on here before.
Mm-hmm, I heard it.
So what's it like? A lot of people, calling me up. They want to put out records. They need a producer. And there's been a lot of mixed reactions about producers. A lot of people say that engineers do the producing. And I know a couple of producers who have... The engineers actually did the producing. But how do you produce a record?
I was engineering for years before I did any productions. And sometimes I did wind up doing the producing. Sometimes if the band doesn't know what they're doing, or if they don't have a producer, sometimes the engineer has to wind up taking over the session, otherwise there's no session or something like that. But that's only happened occasionally. Usually the difference between a producer and an engineer, I suppose, is that an engineer operates the equipment and pretty well does what the band wishes or what the producer wishes. Mm-hmm. And a producer is supposed to add those little magic touches that make a record sound like a record instead of sounding like a tape. Because a lot of tapes, even in a decent studio, can come out just sounding like a tape without the production.
Well, because I know like Phil Spector, he's been like the Ramones and all that. He does a whole production. He gets up on waves.
He goes way back.
He goes beyond. He puts on a performance when he produces mm-hmm. a record. And I've seen how Kim Fowley produces. He's basically out in the hallway or on the telephone while the engineer is doing everything.
Mm-hmm. My approach is to be kind of transparent. I don't really want to, necessarily leave my mark on a record. I want to make a band sound like they're playing their best possible performance. And sometimes I'd worked with bands that like weren't very familiar with the studio or with, even playing in general. They were still new to playing. And I think that what I can do a lot of times is to bring out the best playing in these people.
Right. And you produced, how many cuts for Danger House? You did all the Bag stuff, right?
Uh-huh. The one on the Yes, L.A., and the three on the single.
Hmm.
Or was it two on the single? I don't remember.
Well, you got so many, you can't keep up with them. The young Phil Spector right here.
Okay.
Geza X. Well, here's some Bags that you've done, that you produced.
Which one?
It's a surprise. We'll be right back.
Thank you.